Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Sabar's here, too. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust going back to the previous millennia. He is the chief home officer. He's the author of a number of books on home officing and teleworking, of which he is an expert. Teleworking and Telecommuting is the book that he wrote on that, which is the book you need for that topic, and a number of others, and he's our good friend, Jeff Sabar. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you, Jim. Thanks for having me this fine Thursday.
Good to have you back, Jeff. Hey, one of the things that's happened since you and I started talking to and visiting and getting to know each other and working together is this whole thing that we call, that's come to be known as social media.
Right.
And in business, it's networking. You know, with personally, when you're doing personal social media, it's basically visiting and catching up and things like that. But in business, social media is networking, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's virtual networking.
Virtual networking.
As opposed to nose-to-nose networking.
Yeah, and it's not having to break out the business cards. It's not having to put on your Sunday best or whatever the case may be. But it's about the right mindset and then getting on the social media networks and then building your community. And your community can be of people you want to prospect with and try and earn business and trust from. But generally, community is all the folk out there that you want to earn their trust
but isn't it more accurate to say, to put an S on that community?
Communities, yes.
Because you have lots of different communities, don't you?
Well, absolutely. You have your community of clients or customers. You have your community of prospects. You have your community of peers.
People suspects.
You bounce
don't
ideas
forget
off
suspects.
Of. And suspects, which would include yours truly and ourselves in that suspect list.
Well,
the
reason I say that is because what my mentor has taught me that a suspect is somebody who you know but you haven't qualified them to be a prospect yet. So
right.
But anyway, go ahead. With
there we go. I was thinking suspect in a whole different frame of mind.
I know what you were thinking.
There you go. Absolutely. But even your peers out there are people who should be in your social media networks.
Mm-hmm.
And look, you know, as much as we may think of Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and YouTube as things that the kids play with and daddies and mommies may dawdle with on evenings as they're sitting down to watch some TV and they have their laptop or their tablet or even their smartphone out, it's a really powerful brand builder for business. But what's also important is they can be powerful for sort of collaboration and sort of building bonds with individuals who may be your peers, may not even be customers, may be your peers. And recently I had an experience where I put out a bid to a prospect. They invited me to bid on a project, and I put out a bid, and the bid was in line with what I would pay, you know, what I would charge. I didn't overbid or anything like that.
Right.
But they got back to me after about a week and a half. I followed up, and they said, you know what, the boss, the woman, decided to go in a different direction. I'm like, okay. And to me, that read, you were too expensive.
Right.
She decided to do it herself. And so I posted a comment to my Facebook.
Did you find out what happened?
I pried as much as I could, but I think that they just, my bid, I'm not going to get into too much detail.
No, but did you think, so you think she just found out that hiring a professional was more than she would wanted to spend right now?
Pretty much, that's spot on.
Not someone else instead of you.
No, I doubt it was someone else instead of me, unless it was someone else who was far cheaper, because the industry that she is in is notorious for as many individuals are, but notorious for trying to get, you know, high service for low fee. So I posted a comment to my Facebook. I said, what feels worse, losing a gig because your fee didn't align with the prospect's expectations or winning a gig because you underbid to meet those expectations?
Mm-hmm.
And so my concern, and if you read what the perspective is, and I said the latter, you know, I would hate, and we've all done it, to win a bid because I low bid and then I've got to live with that bid as long as I've got that engagement or that project.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in her defense, she didn't come back and haggle. She didn't
right.
come back and negotiate.
Right.
I think she felt I wouldn't come down far enough and she wasn't to go up high enough.
Right.
But the point was, I had about a dozen people who came back via Facebook, both my personal Facebook and my chief home officer page Facebook, and we started a conversation. And people were saying, I hate when that happens. One guy's in business for 27 years running his own you know, service business, you know, manufacturing business, saying he does it all the time. It always kills him. But it's the nature of what he does because he has, you know, a lot of keen competition.
Right.
But what was built in this conversation was a conversation. It was collaboration
right.
of minds. It was commiseration where mm-hmm. we were all lamenting the reality of what we face out there in the marketplace where we feel forced to underbid or, conversely, we have to steel ourselves
right.
to the fact that not underbidding may make us feel better in the end, even though we don't get the gig.
Well,
and I think that's an important distinction.
Had I been involved, and of course, we got what we have, folks. Here we got two different things going on here. We've got the beauty of the collaboration in the community, but we also have the discussion about the content, the topic of the collaboration.
Absolutely.
At the same time, and so from that standpoint, had I been weighing in on that, I would have said pricing your product where you are almost sure you'll get the business is not a bad deal, not a bad idea if it's done strategically.
Right. Right.
And not maybe not just to get the business, but I've done that. I mean, I actually have said that to a customer.
Uh-huh.
To a new prospect. I've actually said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I want to start working with you, and I want you to get comfortable with me. And so I'm going to do this project, and I'm going to make sure that you're going to be happy with the price.
Right.
And you know what? It never failed. Nobody ever took advantage of me after that.
Well, and you know what? That's a good perspective and a good point. You know, I would say that I was maybe, had we got into a negotiation, I might have come down 10%.
But here's the thing, Jeff. I wouldn't have done that if my board was full. I wouldn't have done that.
Right, right. Well, that's the flip side.
You know,
if you're hungry, you're more willing to either negotiate or start lower.
Which brings me back to the strategic thing.
Right.
But the bottom line is that somewhere in that conversation, someone in your little circle there, your little community, learned something and gained
right.
a perspective.
Right.
That
Absolutely.
They wouldn't have had otherwise, and we didn't, you know, 20 years ago, when you and I were 25 plus years ago, we were starting our businesses, Jeff, in the same year. We didn't know each other to do stuff and didn't have the capability of doing stuff like that.
We're flying blind.
Well, you were in your cave and
right.
All alone. ChiefHomeOfficer.com is Jeff's website. Check it out. Chief Home Office on the Facebook, I think. Stand by. Here we go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.